listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. South Australia's legal smoking age will rise to 21 if tough new laws proposed by independent MP Frank Pangallo are approved by Parliament.
We will also look at banning vending machines, which we think that shouldn't be on sale and shouldn't be available for people to be able to buy cigarettes.
He'll be introducing his bill to Parliament next month. A GoFundMe appeal has been created after a Mount Gambier family lost their home in a fire. The blaze took hold of a property on Altinio Drive yesterday morning, causing $600,000 in damage. Investigators believe the fire started due to a power board suffering an electrical fault. It's prompted a reminder from the MFS to ensure we always adhere to safe electrical practices within the home. The District Council of Robe has revealed the newest member of its Audit and Risk Committee. Jason Rees joins the two existing members of the committee to assist council with matters such as compliance and financial oversight. And the number of vacant rental properties on the Limestone Coast remains at a record low. That's according to the latest data from Domain, which has the region's rental vacancy rate sitting at 0.7% during the first quarter of the year. Domain's property editor Alice Stoles says people are continuing to look for a tree change, which is affecting vacancy rates everywhere.
Also, the capital city markets are quite tight, so people are going further and further afield and thinking more creatively when it comes to actually getting a rental.
To sport now. In soccer, the Limestone Coast Premier League kicks off this weekend. The senior women's competition will see Apollo facing International and Central's taking on Millicent tomorrow. Then on Sunday, it's Blue Lake v Narracourt. Meantime, both games in the men's competition will be played on Sunday.